Is it the president's responsibility to give out these 9 directives? Why should it even be cabinet? I'm not saying that what he's done is wrong. It's laudable. I believe that the institution should work. And for me, the best thing is that head should roll. These directives that have been put out should have been put out by these agencies working together. For me, all these explosions is a question of safety. You can site a station anywhere. It is the safety issue. We have so many beautiful laws in this country. Fantastic laws. If we are able to strengthen and enforce the laws and take people on, perhaps some of these things would be able to curtail. Most of the 8 explosions that have happened because of discharge of gas. It hasn't happened because of a gas station not being able to handle their requirements. And so for me, it is not citing it here or citing it there. Let's get to the core of the problem and see that regulation is put in place that can be enforced.
Contributing to the program via telephone, a research analyst at the Institute of Energy, Richard Roxon, commended government for the directive. He however raised some critical issues on safety and called for broader consultation on the problem at hand.
It's important we commend government for discussing this issue. When you look at the 9 punches, one after the other, you realize that most of them are not entirely new. Most of them are supposed to be the responsibility of these state house or agencies that they've neglected over the years. And they are the basic functions that they have to do to make sure that these explosions do not occur. We hope that it won't just be a talk shop. It won't just be another formulation of a policy. Because when it comes to formulation of a policy, we've never had an issue as a country. Always had the issue as the implementation aspect. So we should all come together and make sure that we hold the government and its institutions accountable so that they work. Otherwise, it will just be another talk show. There should be broad stakeholder consultation, because if we don't take time, we'll just be transferring the problem from the LPG patients at the retail center to the LPG plants where we are going to be filling these gas cylinders and be bringing it to town. Are we going to fill these cylinders outside a car or outside the town and transport them in a car, which is also another risky venture? Are we going to train the people to handle LPG well, or is going to be the same as what we've been experiencing? Those are the challenges that we must look at. Safety measures is the way to go. We have to look at the handling as well.
Views of experts on Focus, which discussed government's directive on LPG cylinder recirculation.